Unit 5. The Sleeping Beauty. 2. Section 1. Reading. The king did not forget what the witch had said. He was careful to have every spindle in the palace destroyed. Nobody was even to utter the word spindle. Moreover, the king discharged 3 footmen because they had spindle shanks. The king and queen preferred to stay at their palace so as not to leave the princess alone. But when the princess was just 15 years old, the king and queen left the palace almost for the first time since the birth of their daughter. The princess, left to herself, was rather at a loss to know how to spend the time. She was tired of books and music, and then she tried to explore the whole castle. At last, she came to the most ancient tower of the castle and climbed by the dusty stairs to the topmost story. When she entered a little room, the princess stopped in amazement. An old woman sat on a low, old-fashioned stool in a corner of the room and humming a tune in a funny, cracked voice. She spun with a distaff and spindle. The poor old woman had been allowed for years to live there. She seldom left the room except to go to the royal kitchen to get some food. As she was very deaf, she had never heard of the king's order and did not know that she had to throw away her spindle.